Tony Jones, get in here with me, and Stephen Lexington, you're going to have to hang on to get your good news. Tony Jones, K-Pasa, brother.
What's up, Tony B? How you doing?
Well, I need to get my rook and my pawn. I need to take my little round discs and put them away here, throw them in the bag. It's time to pull the rooks and the pawns out, the queen and the king, because, Tony Jones, it's time to play chess. And Briny Boy Hartman, you're slow on the draw today. You're supposed to lead with One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head. That's Tony Jones' new music, the theme from chess. Tony Jones, congratulations on your award last week, or a couple weeks back. Congratulations to you.
I appreciate that, Tony B. Obviously, you're only as good as your players, and my players did a very good job this year to garner the acclaim of winning 30 games and getting to the state tournament. So I'm happy for them.
I would like you, Tony Jones, to give me your thoughts on the departure of Troy Willis at the University of Tennessee, a guy I know you know very well and you have a lot of respect for.
No question. I mean, Troy Willis is as good as they come in the business of strength and conditioning. He did a great job with us while we were there during our 6 years, and he was one of the key reasons why we were able to go to six straight NCAA tournament berths, a record for UT basketball. So I'm sorry to hear him go. Hopefully he'll be able to garner some positive things in the future.
Tony Jones, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. Your thoughts so far, what's jumped out to you?
What's jumped out to me is that, injuries have really taken a toll on some teams, and it's really put the NBA playoffs in a situation where some teams who you thought would potentially be in the NBA championship may not be. A lot of guys have blown out their knees. I mean, Derrick Rose, Shumpert, Baron Davis with a really terrible injury the other day. I mean, Joakim Noah is out with an ankle. The injuries are playing a big role. But, you got the teams that's been playing really well. OKC's been playing really well. Obviously, Miami Heat has been playing well. The Lakers and San Antonio, I would say, in my estimation, those are the few teams that have a chance to, play for an NBA championship.
And now it's really a shame in the East because, I'm looking at the Bulls. And I know CJ and the guys they've got there are trying to do the best job they can, but we talked about Derrick Rose and he was here. I mean, CJ Watson's is a fine pro basketball player. There's no doubt about it. Derrick Rose is an elite generational level of basketball player. I mean, he had them 3 minutes from winning a national championship, and it was solely on his strength as a leader. Tony, and he's done a great job in the pros, but the guy can't stay healthy. Is it now time to start being concerned about his career in terms of somebody who's been as injury prone as he's been, especially when you start talking about knee injuries?
But you know what? When you look back on his career, and I think this has just been prevalent this year. He missed, I think, 24, 25 games out of 66 games, and then the tear his ACL in the playoffs. I like to hope or think it was an aberration that this occurred. He's a guy that really plays hard. He really attacks the goal. He really takes a lot of shots. Hopefully this is not a prelude, for his future. Let's hope not, because he's one of the best players in that league. But CJ Watson, he obviously needs to step up. You hear the record of what Chicago was when when Rose was out. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're not playing against the Charlotte Bobcats or the Toronto Raptors on these occasions. They're playing they're playing a very good basketball team and a team that's on the brink of eliminating them.
No question. They're playing Sunny Hills, Philadelphia, 76ers, San Antonio Jones. San Antonio, let's talk for a second here about Derrick Rose. I look at the Bulls minus him, and it looks like the Indianapolis Colts minus Peyton Manning. Does an elite point guard at that level mean that much? And conversely, let me flip it over here. I look at CP3 and what he's done with the L.A. Clippers and the way they are, and I don't want to use the term going through because the Grizz have had a couple of heartbreaking defeats, but they're about to put them out in five games if the Grizz choose to go out like that. After that great run that Memphis had last year when they captured the imagination of that city, is an elite-level point guard at that level at this time of the year that important?
No question. You alluded to them being similar to the quarterback on the football field. There's no question about that. Look at the teams that's looking to advance right now. Look at Chris Paul last night. He just took the game over in overtime to will the Clippers to the win. Look at Tony Parker with the San Antonio Spurs. He's in the conversation when you're talking about the MVP. Look at Westbrook at OKC. Just a phenomenal player. And it's not by coincidence that, the Lakers are doing well because they made the acquisition of Ramon Sessions, a client of Jared Carnes and A3, a local, agency here in Knoxville. So, the point guard position is so vital, so essential, to play championship caliber basketball.
Tony, going forward, anybody in the East that can slow down the Heat? Anybody, Tony?
You know what? I don't think so. And I failed to mention Rajon Rondo with the Boston Celtics. We see what he's doing with the Celtics. But I think the only team that could challenge the Heat is the Celtics because of their experience, if they get into close games with Miami at the end of the games, they got playmakers. They got Paul Pierce. They got Ray Allen who can make shots, and they got Rondo who can spoon feed bigs for layups. And then you got that old Wiley veteran and Kevin Garnett. I would like to see a Boston Miami Eastern Conference championship. I think it'll be riveting basketball. I think it'll be exciting, and I'd give Boston a shot. I wouldn't pick Boston to win, but I'd give them a shot. And obviously, out of the West, I think it's going to come down to OKC and San Antonio. That's going to be a great Western Conference final.
I tell you what, man, those will be two classic series if we get there. The only problem with the Boston Celtics, though, Tony, is they got to go through the story of the year in college or pro basketball so far, and that's my Philadelphia 76ers who are about to put the Bulls out in five, Tony. Count them. And don't give me this stuff about Derrick Rose, Tony. They're putting them out in five and not even breaking a sweat doing it.
I don't agree with that. I think Chicago will win game five at home. And then it's going to put a lot of pressure on Philly to win game six. Obviously, I got a lot of respect for Doug Collins, a former Detroit Piston coach. And a guy that really, really is passionate about the game of basketball at all levels. But I just don't think that Philly has it. Obviously, Drew Holiday has been playing well. I think Iguodala has been playing up and down. And Elton Brand, I don't think Elton Brand has been playing well. However, the big Hawks kid has been playing really good. And if he keeps on playing like he's been playing, I think they can advance, but they still have to get by Chicago, and Chicago is going to be tough to beat in Chicago tonight, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on Philly in Game 6.
Oh, Tony, come on. That series is over. It's over in five. Tony, on the way out, I want your thoughts right now. The Spurs, I know a lot of Spurs fans, great friends of mine. Spurs, Tone, or OKC? This is the year OKC, I believe, takes the next step, Tony. What do you think? They're going to win it all.
It's going to be a tough series. It's going to go seven. I need to see both of those teams in the next round before I make a projection. I need to see what San Antonio does against the Clip Joint, and I need to see how OKC handles the Lakers. I think both of those teams will win, but it's just the dynamics of that series, and then I'll be ready to make a projection in the next couple of weeks when I come on back on the air.
San Antonio, you're a gentleman and a scholar. When the summer rolls around, you got what, three more weeks of school? When three more. Are you going to come back on here in your guest host spot and sit with me at various locations throughout East Tennessee, signing autographs, shaking hands, and kissing babies?
No question. Look forward to it.
Tony, I hope you have a Dwight Goodone. Always a pleasure spending a few minutes with you. And so you're taking OKC and Miami in the finals.
I haven't made a decision on OKC and San Antonio, but I am taking Miami in the finals, and it's going to be either San Antonio or OKC.
Tony, hope you have a Dwight Goodone. It is a shame the disservice they've done to LeBron James.
Yeah, they really character assassinated the guy, and you know, no matter what you think of him, he's no question the best player in the NBA, no question.
But here's the thing: the NBA spin machine, they create and they eat. Why, Tony, do they have to compare him to Michael Jordan? Here's the thing about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has such a fierce desire to win. I don't know where that is in Charlotte, by the way. But he had such a fierce desire to win, Tony, that, I mean, he would have stepped over his own mother to win a basketball game. That was him. I don't see that from LeBron James. LeBron James is a great talent. He's a tremendous physical talent, but he doesn't want the ball in his hands in the last minute, Tone. Am I lying?
I think in the last game, it was the coach's decision and his discretion to put the ball in Dwayne Wade's hands, but it would behoove Eric Spoelstra to put the ball in LeBron James's hand if they are to bring a championship back to Miami.
But he doesn't want it. What are you going to put it in his hands? He's going to pass it.
Yeah, I'll put it in his hands to make the decision.
Thank you, my friend. Have a Dwight Gooden.
You too, buddy.